Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Yud Tes. We're holding Yud Ches Amud Beis, the final line of the Gemara. As you recall, the last few lines of the Amud Beis, we were talking about the inyan of a person trying not to be a leitz or participating in a moishav leitzim. And because of that, the Gemara brought the first pasuk in Tehillim. Ashio ish ashle holach batas v'shoim v'derech hatoim le'omad uv'moishav leitzim le'yoshav. Since we brought that pasuk yesterday, the Gemara continues to darshan it today. Omar Shulman Achmeni Omar Bionison, Ashu Ish, first pasuk in Tehillim. Ashu Ho Ish Ashuli Holach Batas Rishoyim. Ze Avram Avinu, this is referring to Avram Avinu. Shuli Holach Batas Anshe Dor Haflogash Rishoyim Hoyu. Now we think of the Dor HaFlug is being before Avram Avinu. Rashi points out at the top, no, in fact, Avram Avinu overlapped with Peleg. Peleg was the one that we talk about the Dor HaFlug, Shebiyom of Niflega HaAretz. Rashi brings a famous Chazal that Peleg's father was Aver, and Aver was a Bal Ruach HaKodesh, and he knew that during the lifetime of his son, it was going to be a pilug, the world is going to be divided, Dor HaFlaga, and therefore he named his son Peleg al Shem Kibiyom of Niflega Haaretz. And Avram Avinu was born before Peleg passed away, and so therefore he overlapped with the Dor HaFlaga. One would have thought that Chas V'Shalom, he might have been taken up by the Dor HaFlaga just like everybody else. No! Avram Avinu loy halach batas anchi dor haflaga. Shershoyim hoyu shenemar, hava nivnu lanu ir, and we're going to go and build a migdal v'roishu bashamay, v'nasa lanu shein. Our Gemara doesn't tell us what the rishus of the dor haflaga was, but you'll recall we had this at the end of Masechta Sanhedrin, where the Gemara explains in great detail that the dor haflaga were very, very wicked people. And the reason why they built a migdal, among other reasons, is because for Roishoy Bashamoyim, they wanted to go and fight Kaviyochel against the Rabbeinu Shalom upstairs in Shemayim. Avram Avinu did not participate. Over there, Chatoim Le Omad. What is that referring to? Shlei Omad Bamidas Sedoim Shechatoim Hoyim. Shnemer, it says in the pasuk, Va'anshi Sedoim Roim VaChatoim LaShemoy. And since it says here, Over there, Chatoim Le Omad. He, Avram Avinu, did not participate with the Amida Soim who were Chatoim. Over Moshe Mleitzim LeYoshev, Shla Yoshev Ben Moshe Anshe Plishtim, Neshel Etzanim Hoyu. The Anshe Plishtim were also a bunch of Leitzim. Shnema, how do I know? It says in the Pasuk, many, many years later, referring to Shimshon HaTzadik, Vahi Ketoy V'Libam V'Yoyimru Kiru L'Shimshon V'Sachek Lonu. Let's go and call in Shimshon Akiba and let him go and play for us, meaning that they were a bunch of leitzim, they were only interested in amusement and having a good time. Now you're going to say to me, what does Avram Avinu have to do with the Anshe Plishtim? Says Rashi, it says in the Pasuk, Vayogar Avram be Eretz Plishtim. Is a chassim in the Avram Avinu was among the Plishtim, and he did not allow himself to be sucked up to be part of the Moishav Leitzim of the Anshe Plishtim. Now, of course, this pasuk doesn't mention Avram Avinu's name. However, since the pasuk begins Ashri Ha'ish with a Hey Hayadia, say the Mefarshim, it's referring to a particular person. Well, which particular person can we think of that did not go Leholach Batash Shoyim, Leomad B'derech HaToyim, LeYoshev B'Moishev Leitzim? Who would that be? That would be Avram Avinu. And therefore, as we see in all three cases, he did not participate and didn't get involved with the Dor HaFlaga, with the Anshe Sedoim, and with the Plishtim. And now we bring another pasuk, which starts off similarly, but it's not the same pasuk. This is a pasuk in the beginning of Kapitel Kuf Yud Beis. Many people have the minhag to go and recite this kapitel on Shabbos, Mincha time, as they're doing the Hagba Galila, and we're waiting to go and put the Torah back in the Heichal. So it says in the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, Asher Ish Yorias Hashem, B'mitzvois of Chofetz Mo'oid. So now the question is, what is this referring to? Asher Ish Yorias Hashem, says the Gemara, Asher Ish Vle Asher Isha. Is it coming to exclude a woman? That what? Yirei Hashem? Women also, Baruch Hashem, have a lot of Yirei Shemayim. Why are we only talking about Ish? Amrav Amram, Amrav Amrav, Ashri Misha Oyset Shiva Kishahi Ish. Oh, it's wonderful, meritorious, praiseworthy for a person to do tshuva. Is Yirei Hashem when he's still an Ish? Ish means when he's still young and he still has all of his koichos, as opposed to waiting till he becomes an elderly individual that throughout his youth he acted like a bandit, and then finally when he becomes older he thinks, you know, this would be a good time to do tshuva. No, got to do tshuva kishu ish when you're still young and vibrant. What did it say in Chazal? Ashrei yalduseinu shlei baisha eziknoseinu. Oh, how lucky we are that yalduseinu, when we were young, we did not humiliate ourselves in our later years. In other words, you see an elderly individual and you say about him, as I find a yid, an erlich yid. And then somebody says, yeah, but you should have seen him when he was young. What a bandit, what a chevraman, what a ganef, da 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 da. So Ashri Yalduseinu Shloi Baishas Iknaseinu. So Agamor is telling us, do tshuva when you're young, don't wait until you're elderly. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar, Ashri Mishim is Gabriel Yitzroi Ki'ish. Don't wait to go and do tshuva. Be miskabra and yei tzahara, so that you don't do bad things in the first place, which would warrant, which would require you to go and do tshuva. So both of these memories are basically the same, that we're saying, Ashri Ish, work on yei tzahara when you're young. Don't wait until you're old. But the first member of Rabbi Amram Amrav is talking about the person has already sinned. Do tshuva when you're young. Rabbi Shu ben Levi says, try not to sin in the first place. Be miskaber on Yetzer Hara. Someone may ask, this is a beautiful drasha, but why did we wait until Kapitel Kuf Yud Beis? Why don't we say this drasha ready on the first pasuk, which we started off with? Ashri o ish shalei halach batzas rishoyim. Let the Gemara ask, ho ish v'loi ashri isha. Why do we have to wait till Kuf Yud Beis? So you look at the top toisis. Top toisis says, avle el gabi ashri ho ish v'loi daye kochi. The ish mashma lemuta isha. When it just says ish without the hey hayidia, it sounds like man as opposed to woman. And the Gemara says only men have to be yirei Hashem and not women. However, ha ish mashma lemuta ish acher, talking about a particular ish, we're identifying an ish miyuchad, a special ish, like our Gemara Avraham Avinu, as opposed to others. So here too, it would be inappropriate to go and say Ashri Ish, play Ashri Isha, because we're not talking generically about men as opposed to women. Rather, we're talking about a particular individual, Ha'ish. In this case, like the Moradarshim on Avraham Avinu. Okay, Zukti Mori Yetzvaita. That same pasuk continues on. Ashri Ish, Yorias Hashem, bin Mitzvoisav, Chafetz Ma'oid. The Gemara tells us a very famous halacha. Amr Blazer the mitzvoisav lebischar mitzvoisav, that a person should have a chafetz ma'od, a chafetz, a desire to mekayim the mitzvahs, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah, but not because we're looking for the schar ha-mitzvah. V'haim ditnan, this is what we learn. Sorry, it says v'haim ditanya, bushteit, ha, and I'm sorry, this is a mission, of course, the beginning of Pirkei Avos. V'haim ditnan, that's what it says in Pirkei Avos, who are you oimer? When you do mitzvahs, go and do a mitzvah because you want to go im shabbish your rebbe, your rab. So al tiu al menas lekabel pras. Don't be mishamish your rab because you want the reward. Rather, the reason why you're doing it is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah, and we want to be mekayim the mitzvah, because these mitzvahs are so dear to us, and the Shem Yisparach is so dear to us. Okay, so now let's go back to the beginning of Tehillim. The first pasuk we already darshan, Ashri Ish. The second pasuk says, Kim besoydes Hashem cheftzoy, v'sarasa yege yoyim v'layla. So more darshans, why does it say cheftzoy? It could have said, Kim besoydes Hashem chefetz. Cheftzoy, om rebi, om rav, ein adam loy mitoyra el mokam she, mi mokam sheli bei chofetz. Person only learns Torah from a place where he has cheshik. What does that mean, from a place? The Gemara will tell us momentarily. that a person should go and learn a Gemara, a Sugya, a Sefer, that he has Cheshik to learn. Because if you have Cheshik, Salim Tzach Andrish. The whole learning is different. Masha'enkin, if you're learning a Gemara or a Sefer, something that you have no particular desire, Sishmeknish, you don't learn with the Cheshik, with the Gishmak. So therefore, Einan Mlei Maternal Mokrib Shib L'Chavit, Shanem, it says in Pasuk, Kim Besar Zeshem Chavtsoi, his Chavit, not general Chavit of the masses. He has to have a chayfet, a desire to learn that particular sugya, that particular sefer. And the Gemara tells us a story. Levi Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Yasvi Kami de Rebbe, Levi and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe were learning Torah in front of Rebbe. And what were they learning? The Kopaski Sidra. They were learning the Sedra of the week. They were learning Parshiyos of the Torah. Sodik Zafra. They finished one of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. They finished Vayikra, Bamidbar, whichever one. And now the question is, what should we continue learning? You would think that they would want to learn the next of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Says the Gemara, Grada Nisht. Levi Amalaisa La Mishle. I'd like to start learning Mishle now. Reb Shimon Rebbe Amalaisa La Tilim. I prefer learning Tilim. So we have now the two Talmidim. Each one wants to learn something else. Says the Gemara, Kafya La Levi. They were able to persuade Levi. Vaisa Tilim, even though initially he wanted to learn Mishle, Shai. I guess he was outvoted by the Rebbe and by his colleague, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, and they started learning Tilim. Kimotu Hocha, when they got to the second Pasuk in Tilim, Kim Besoidus Hashem Chavtsoi. They didn't, I don't know how long it took for them to learn the first Pasuk, but when they came to the second Pasuk Tilim, Parish Rebbe the Omar, Rebbe now was Mafarish, Einodim Leim Atreida El Mokim Shali Bechofet. Person only learns Torah Mitag Gishmak if his heart is in it. He really wants to learn this particular limud. So when Levi heard that, Amar Levi, Rabbi, Nesata Lanu. On the side there's another Girsa, Nesata Li. Rishus Lamoid. If that's the case, you've now given me permission to leave the shir, because I don't really want to learn Tilim. My heart is not in it. I want to learn Mishle. Amar Avdimi Bar Chama, Kalois B'Toyra. Okay, so that's the end of that story. So it's always good to learn something in which you have a gishmak, you have a desire. Right, Umar Abdimi Bar Choma, Kol Oisi B'Toyra, Kadosh Baruch Hu Oisi L'Chafetzim, a person who is Oisi B'Toyra, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of his other needs. In other words, Legabi Parnasa, or other problems, you just go and certainly learn and learn and learn, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. Shnema, Kim B'Toyra Sashem Cheftzoy. So Rashi explains that Kim b'Toyres Hashem, if you are oisik in Toyres Hashem, then Hashem chafetzai. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of your chafetz and takes care of your need. Amar Rava, lo'olam yomid adam Toyra b'makom shli b'chafetz. Now notice, this sounds very similar to the previous chazal, but that chazal said, mi makom shli b'chafetz. Here, Amar Rava, lo'olam yomid adam Toyra b'makom shli b'chafetz. What's the difference between one and the other? The first one is talking about which sugya you're learning. Here, this Bimakim Shli B'Chofetz is talking about which yeshiva or which rebbe you're learning with. You remember we had a few days ago in the Gemara said that even if you have the best yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, not everyone can learn in every yeshiva. Yes, Panovich is great, and Chevron, and Brisk, and Mir, all these are wonderful yeshivas. But not necessarily does it draw my heart to the yeshiva. I want to go learn in Lakewood. I want to learn in Ichweis, in London, or wherever I want to learn. So, Ber Yaakov, Yoh, Shkoyach. Thank you. So, Zagdimar lo, el yumet anam toira bimokim shli b'chofet. You have to allow him to learn where he has cheshik, shenema. Kim besayr zeshem cheftzoy. So, it's the same posik. He just darshens it a little bit differently. Not talking about the sugya, but it's more talking about the surroundings. Which yeshiva, which rebbe, which rosh yeshiva. The Amar Rav, B'tchila nikris al shemoy shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'psoif nikris al shemoy. When a person begins to learn Torah, it's Hashem's Torah. But when a person learns and learns and learns, eventually becomes his own Torah, meaning that he becomes a master of what he's learning, and therefore, it's nikris al shemoy, shenem it says in the Pasuk, B'sayras Hashem cheftzoy, V'sayras yege yoymum v'loyim. L'choy avestira. Here it says B'Toyres Hashem, and here it says B'Toyres Soi. That's what the Gemara is telling us. When you're still an amateur, you're learning for the first time, it's B'Toyres Hashem. However, after you've already mastered a good part of what you're learning, then you become like a Vaseira Sayyid, as if it's his own Torah. Person should first learn what we call today Bikiyus, and then a Yeg, and then you should go learn Bi'iyun. What Yeg is like to Muchitzach on a Sugya, to Reinleg and a Sach Haravanya, a lot of Hasmoda in learning it. First, learn Poshib Shat Nigirsa, so that it should be Shogur Befiv. After you've learned a lot of Torah, then you can stop Ima'ayin and start answering Kashas from one Gemara to another Gemara. Shenemar, the Torah Hashem, Vahondar, Ubisirasa Yege. First, initially learn Torah Hashem. In other words, you have not mastered the Girsa yet. Now that I know the Girsa, I know exactly what it says in the Gemara, then Ubisirasa, then it becomes my Torah, so I can start asking Kashas. Yom. Hogi es Hashem, are you saying? Or are you talking about at the top of the Yom? Top of the Yom.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And you're 100% right, 100% right. There's a machloikis among the Mephoshim exactly what the word Hoge or Hegyoin means. According to some, it means machshava, and others, it means to utter, to say something. So, yesterday, you remember we had a machloikis between Rashi and Tosis, exactly what means hoiges Hashem boitzi oitzu. Rashi learned that it has to do with machshava, that the person takes the 42 letters and he understands it and he delves into it to the point oisa mashahu chafet. In other words, he's able to get down to the real bottom of it. Obviously, we're talking about things like Kabbalistic, that he is now delved into and understands, at least to his to the level of his understanding, the depth of the Arbit, the 42 Oisiyas, and then he's able to go and conjure up with that various things. For instance, perhaps like the Maral that was able to make the Goylem, according to those that hold that he actually made it. But even if he didn't, remember we had in Chazal that there were Amiroim that were able to go and create creatures by through the Torah. Exactly. That's one pshat. And the other pshat, hoigis Hashem, means to go and utter the shame. And this is the way Tosis learned, that instead of saying Shem Adnas, he uttered the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's the utterance. So machloikis, it's not only machloikis here, it's machloikis in Tanakh as well. If you look up the Tak of this Pasuk Yege, you'll see the Malbim and others talk about exactly what's the taich of the word Yege. But in our case, it means taka both, in other words, at least susceptible to both interpretations. Usrasa Yege means to go and put all of your machshava in the Torah to understand it. And also the word Yege means to go and say. In other words, you've first gone through the Girsa, now it's become a Torah Soy. You've been Kone, the Torah, so to speak. Now Yege, now you can go and utter, ask Kashas, one Gemara on the other, one Mishnah on the other, what's Pshat, what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana, and that's the Lashon Yeg over here, and that's to go and learn it be Zoki Morbaik, the Omer Rava, Lo'ilam Ligris Inish, V'yachach, V'yafagav de Mishkach, V'yafagav de Lo'yoda Maika Omer. What Rava is trying to emphasize is, it is so important first to know the Girsa, and after that, you'll answer whatever Kashas you have. First, learn it Pashtas. Learn it Pashtas. Get a lot of Bekiyah, so you should really know. As you know, the Olam HaTorah today is fixated on the Briska Derech. Whenever they have a Kasha, it's two dinim. This is a Gavra, this is a Heftza, this is an Esed, this is a Lav, this is this Halacha, that's that Halacha. And that all comes from the Briska Rav and Reb Chaim Briska. But Reb Chaim Briska is known to have said that anybody that starts giving Svaris before he's learned the whole Torah, in other words, before he's mastered Shas or mastered the Masechta, it's what he calls Boich Svoris. Boich Svoris means Svoris that don't emanate from the head, but from the Boch. Boch in Yiddish means from the stomach. Stomach Svoris. And sometimes the Svoris are so schwer that you could hardly stomach them. Right, Shelley? Anyway, the point is that what our Gemara is saying is, first know the Girsa Kol, know the Gemaras, know the Mishnayos. And then after that you'll start, now that I know Bava Kama, I know Bava Metziah, I have a stira between beginning of Bava Kama, the end of Bava Metziah. But before you know it, don't ask so many kashas. First, know and know and know. And so Rav is emphasizing that ligris in ish, let him first learn it well from Lashon Girsa, the avagav de mishkach, even though he may forget, the avagav de yoda, even if he doesn't understand everything that he's saying, fine, give him a chance. When he reviews it the second time, the third time, the tenth time, then he'll understand it better. But the important thing is, initially, learn as much as you can, learn and learn and learn. Zok Yomara, Maika Omar, where does he take this from? What pshat? Shenim, it says in the pasuk, Goris and Nafshi the Sava, Goris Iksiv, Veloiksiv Tochen. What's the difference between Goris and Tochen? So Rashi says that you have these two terms when you're talking about taking wheat kernels and you're crushing them to make flour. If you only do grisin means that you take the wheat kernel and you are mechalik it, you divide it into two pieces or four pieces. In other words, you leave it kind of coarse and not refined. Mashein tochana means that you mill it, you grind it in a mill until it becomes very, very fine, refined flour. Gorza initially go and eat it and chew it, even though it's a little bit coarse. You'll pardon the pun, even though it's still a little bit gross. That's the gorza ksiv. Like ksiv tochana, it doesn't say the lashon tchina that has to be refined. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, but the pusik zot, it's a play on words, because Omer Rav la'oilam ligris inish, a lashon of girsa. And it says in the pasuk, garsa nafshi l'sava, the tav of a person who wants to learn and learn and learn, what should he do first? First go and learn it, even though it's still only a grisa, only it's still coarse in his mind, he doesn't really understand the depth of what he's learning. Later on, tachana, he learned a bi'iyun until it becomes so clear, he grinds it up, until he really understands it in a very, very fine way. Nocha memra from Rav. Rabbi Freitas Tira. Ksiv, it says in the Pusik, Al Gapi Uksiv Al Kisei. Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us the rest of the Pusik, but if you have the Torah Ara Shulem, one Pusik says, Pusik in Mishlei Tes, Sholchan Arisea Tikra, Al Gapi Meroi Me Koris. Al Gapi is like Kenafayim, like the wings. Meroim means the heights. Moroim, Kores is from the Lashon Kiria of the cities, of the city. And therefore, if a person is learning, it's like he's al-gap, he's like on the wings of the heights of the city. And then another pusik in Mishlei, in the same capital, it continues on, the Yoshua lepesach beisa, al-kisei meroim ekores. Kisei means a throne, it means a seat, a chair. Meroim ekores, again, on the heights of the city. So the Chorei Astira, why does here it say Al-Gapi and here it says Al-Kisei? It says, Yomar B'tchila Al-Gapi. When a person is learning, initially, since he doesn't know the full depth, the full understanding, it's still like on wings, which means it's shaky. Just like a person who's trying to fly, who doesn't really know how to fly yet, he's just trying to wing it. He's just trying to figure out how to do it because he's not an expert yet. However, after he learns, becomes a grace of Talmud Chochem, it's no longer shaky, is now sitting on the throne on the Meroim Ekores. And similarly, Dash in the Gemara, Ksiv Beroish Meroimim, Uksiv Ali Derech. Now this is the same Pasuk. Pasuk in, again in Mishlei, Beroish Meroimim, Ali Derech. There's a shtickle stiri. Beroish Meroimim means all the way up in the heights. And Ali Derech means here on the path down below. So make up your mind. Says Yomar Betchila, Beroish Meroimim, Flip Saif Ali Derech. So Rashi explains, what does the Gemara mean? Gemara means to say is a person who is initially learning, and he'd like to be a poisik, he would like to go and tell the halacha. Initially, he's still young, he hasn't really learned enough, so he's going to be Meroish Meroim. He's going to kind of hide away upstairs. He's going to be in the attic. You won't see him, because he's afraid to say something which is inaccurate. However, eventually, when he learns and learns and learns, and now he becomes a baki, and he becomes a real poisik, then you'll see him, Ali Dorech, Rashi says, he's a moira hayra'a li'ein koil. Everybody will be able to see him and approach him, because he'll be down on earth, not hiding somewhere in the attic. Ula Rami, Ula as the Sirik Siv says in the Pasik. Again, this Pasik is one Pasik. Shasei mai mi boirecha, v'noizle mitoich bi'eirecha. You should drink water mi boirecha from a bar, the noizlam, and it's going to flow mitoich bi'eirecha from your be'er, which is a well or a spring. So explains the Gemara. She say my mi bayrecha uksiv noiz limitoch beirecha. Betchila she say mi bayrecha. Initially, when you're learning, all you have is a collection of water, as in a bar, in a cistern. And Rashi says that's not going to last forever. Soif and kolim. Eventually, these waters will be used up. Right, as you draw the water out of the well, out of the cistern, there won't be anything left. However, lepsoif, once you've really been koine the Torah, and now you become a grace of Tamar Chachim, then it's as if you have your own ever-flowing spring where the Torah flows naturally from the spring. Oh, so you start off with a bar of contained water, which ends, and then it'll eventually blossom into flowing water as if from a be'er, a subterranean spring. Very good. You never let us be boring in our learning. Thank you very much. And to use that same play on words, Reb Moshe Scherer, Zichron Livracha, who was an excellent orator, and he used to go and teach people speech, how to speak. There's a fancy name for that. What is that called, teaching someone how to speak? I'm sorry? Elocution. Okay, so then not chasim to get elocuted. But he would go and say that try to get to your point quickly. If it takes you more than 10 minutes, stop boring. That was his expression. Okay. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Tchura, Amar Rav Huna. Might have said in the pasuk, Hoin me hevel yimot v'koivitz al yad yarve. With this pasuk, Lamed, again a pasuk in Mishlei, it's one pasuk. Hoin me hevel yimot v'koivitz al yad yarve. How does he more dash in that? Im oisa odem teirase chavilais chavilais. Even though we start off may hevel, the more dash in it, as if it said with a ches, may hevel. Im oisa odem teirase chavilais chavilais. Mismayit. And what means chavilais chavilais? So Trashi, a person should concentrate on one or two svarim, but not have 20 different limudim that he's learning throughout the day or throughout the week. In other words, if you have many, many siddurim in many different sugyas and many different svarim, then you're not going to be koine anything. Rather, you should go and have many siddurim learning the same sugya over and over and over again until it becomes shogur b'thif. So Moise Odom Tiras Chavid Chavid, he makes many, many packages. He learns a little bit of Tanakh and a little bit of Gemara and a little bit of Medrash and a little bit of Zohar and a little bit of Mishnayos. Mismay. He's not going to succeed. In Koivet Zalyat, however, if he rather learned more slowly and reviews and reviews and reviews, Yarba, then he'll become a great Talmud Chacham. Now this is excellent advice, but Amar Rava, Yadi Rabban Elohan Milza, the Talmid HaChachamim, the Talmidim know about this Chazal, the Avri Allah. And unfortunately, they violate it. Meaning that they do have multiple siddurim in many different spheres of the Torah HaKdoshah, and they don't only focus on one sugya. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Anu Avidita V'Kayim B'Yadi. He says, I did it. In other words, I focused only on one mesechta, and one sugya, and one perik, and I reviewed, and again, and again, and again, V'Kayim B'Yadi, and Baruch Hashem, I had a lot of success in my learning. Omer of Shizvi, Mishmei Rav Lozum and Azayah, might have said in the Pasuk, Le'yachreich, Remia Tzedoy. Now the word Remia means a Ramai, a person who is good at deception. Tzedoy means that he captured something. What is this Lo Yachrech? Pashup Shat Lo Yachrech means to go and roast. So the Gemara darshens the word Lo Yachrech as if it's two words together. Lo Yichya V'Lo Yarech Yom. The word Yachrech comes from the expression Yichya and Yarech Yom. Tzadai tzayod huramoy. What does that mean? So Rashi, right before the wide lines on the bottom, says tzayod huramoy shemaram anoshim laharois kamani chochem lahamid girsus harbe. Person wants to go and show off, and he says, "Hey, this gemara and that gemara and this gemara and that gemara," which really tzayod he deceives people into thinking he's a grace of Talmud Chochem. But this person layich v'layarach yom, he's not going to really have success in his learning. The reason why the gemara uses the expression because it says about the Torah, ki hu chayecha v'oyrech yomecha. So if you really want to have success, don't just go and try to show off, I know this and I know that, but continue learning and learning and learning until the whole Shas becomes Shogr B'thiv, and then he's able to be Ma'ayin, like we learned before. Rav Sheshis learned the Pshat a little bit differently. Tzayr Ramoy, Yachroich. What does that mean? Tarashi says like a loshen bitmiya. As vos, that tzayid haramoy. Tzayid haramoy means someone who is able to go and capture, for instance, oifois, fowl. And then what does he do? Yachroich, he wants to go and roast it. So if you look at the right, next Rashi, the first and the second wide line, Ichruchi ichruch means that it was roasted or it was charred over the flames, over the coals. He has a lot of oifis to go now and roast, to go and eat. A person who chazes and chazes and chazes until it's sugar. After that, he learns it again and he teaches others. Then miskay. If a person is able to go and be a Ramai, Ramai in this sense is that he's able to outsmart and outwit others by learning again and again and again until he becomes a big baki in his kirsa. Yachrech, won't he be able to afterwards get the fruits of his labors and be able to go and roast what he has caught? Avada, he will. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's how Rav Sheshit learned Pshat. And similarly, the Gemara says, Ki also Rav Dimi Omar, Moshali Odom Shitzod Tzipar, person who is in the business of capturing and catching Tzipar fowl, different types of oifois, how does he retain all of them? After all, they may all literally fly the coop. So what he has to do is, Imishabrek and Ofeha Shal Rishayna, if he breaks the wings of the first one, so that it should not machapleita, so it shouldn't run away. Kulam is kaimis biyodei. The other fowl quickly learn a lesson. It's not a good idea to try to fly the coop because they're going to have the same fate. And therefore, they'll stay with you. Timlav, ein miskaimis biyodei. Whoever, if he doesn't quickly break the wings of the first one, then all of them are going to fly away. So here too, make sure that you retain the Torah by breaking your body, breaking breaking into the learning by reviewing again and again and again, and if so, then it'll have a key and beyond. Gemara says, we just in last week's Sedra, Zoichu Kusatorid, it says, Odom kiyomis ba'oyim. So the Gemara darshins, ain't the Torah miskayim elamisha meimis atzmeileh. You're only going to have a kiyom in the Torah if you, chas v'sholom, kill yourself on it. Obviously, we don't mean that literally. You don't kill yourself when you're learning. What it means is that you devote all of your time and all of your efforts. So here, too, it doesn't really mean literally to go and break it. What it means is to go and protect the first one in such a way that it will not fly the coop, and therefore all the others will stay with you and you'll be able to keep all of them. So here too, in learning, make sure that you get a good kinyan in the learning, so then all of it will have a key and biyodri. Anyway, let's continue on. Stay right in the pasuk. Now we're talking again at the very beginning of Tehillim. It says in the pasuk, v'hayik eit shosl. We started off with the first pasuk in Tehillim, which was Asher Ishish Lehalach Batzas V'Shoyim, and then we got to the second pasuk, Kim B'Seris Hashem Cheftzoy, and now we're progressing to the third pasuk in Tehillim, where it says, V'yikeit Shosel Ech Palgi Moim Asher Piri Yitim Ito Bat Leil Yiboil V'chol Asher Yasa Yatliach. That the word Eit Shosel means it's a tree that has been rooted into the ground, as opposed to Ke'et Notua, which would mean that it's planted in the ground. So what's the difference between if it's rooted or planted? It's rooted, but not planted. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that the word shosel is usually used for young saplings, which are initially rooted in the ground here, so they start growing and blossoming, and then after 6 months or after a year, where they are strong enough to be moved and planted somewhere else, then you go and remove them and you root them in another place. Right? You start off with small trees, saplings, you nurture them, you nourish them until they can grow on their own, and then you move on. So what does that mean? Says Gemara. If a person insists on only learning with one Rebbe and one yeshiva for the rest of his life, that is not a good pattern. But rather, he should go and learn from multiple Rebbe. Why? Because each Rebbe has a particular perspective, a particular approach to his learning. This way you're only going to learn one approach, one perspective. It's much better if you learn from multiple Rebbeim, and you get a little bit from this one, and from that one, and from this one, and that one, and this way. But we're not talking about the Girsa, as the Gemara will say shortly. We're talking about the Iyun, the Svaris, Zuntai. The Girsa you should learn from one Rebbe, but the Iyun, the Svaris, you should learn from multiple Rebbeim. This will expand your mind and your horizons when it comes to learning. So that's why it should be Shosel. Shosel means, yes, initially you're planted in one place, but you should be able to move on to another Rebbe, to another yeshiva. Mashenkin, if Natua means you're permanently planted with one Rebbe, just toignish, that's not a good idea. So, loikates Natua, kolalim Natoira mirav echad, in roi simon brach liyon. So, Amlu Rav Chizda, the Rabbanan, Rav Chizda was teaching his Talmidim, and he says, Be'ina de'ema lechum milza, I want to tell you now a dvar halacha. I'm scared, you're all going to leave me, and you're going to move on. What is that? The Torah that we just learned now. If you're only going to stay with one Rabbi, then you're not going to see a Simon Bracha. Apparently all the Talmidim had already been there for 5 or 10 years. So they all got up, and they moved from Rav Chizda, and they moved over to Rava. And Barry is going to tell us the relationship between Rav Chizda and Rava. Oh, Tazai. Right. Good. We don't need the whole background. Rava was the Edom of Rav Chizda. They moved from the Shver, they moved over to the Edom, to the son-in-law. Now, when Rava saw all of a sudden, out of nowhere, 50 new Talmidim, 100 new Talmidim came in, and he found out that they were all Talmidim of his Shver, so then he said, Rabbi Yisai, you made one mistake. Amalahu hani mili svar. When you're talking about Be'iyun, yes, it's good to learn from many Rebbe. To learn the initial girsa, it's much better to learn from one rav. Why? Onto the Amid Beis. So that you don't have multiple lishonos. Remember, in the good old days, you didn't have printed gemaras and mishnayos like we have today. So everything was done baal peh, and therefore each person speaks a little bit differently. Even by Nevi'im, it says, everybody has his own nuance, his own way of explaining, his own way of conveying the Heilige Torah. And so therefore, it's better to get the girsa from one Rebbe, then it'll be clear in your mind for many years. As opposed to if you learn from multiple Rebbeim, then you won't have clarity in your girsa. So basically, he was saying, Rabbi Yisai, all those that have you learned already 10 years, 20 years, and you know your stuff, you can stay. But those that are still in the earlier stages of learning, or please go back to Rebbe, to Rav Chizda. And we continue on, Vayta in Tilim. Again, this is the third pasuk. Voyke'et shosel al pal gemoy. So we already spoke about eight shosel, that means the tree was rooted and not planted. And now we talk about pal gemoy. Pal gemoy in push-up shot means streams of water. However, the Gemara is learning the word pal ge like the word plukta, which means portions. That you, what's a plukta? Plukta means that two people have a dispute, because he takes one point of view and the other takes another point of view and they are fighting. So then you make a plukta. Here plukta means that you go and separate it into different portions. So what is the Al-Pal Gimoyim? Am Rabtan Chaban Chaniloi Lo'il Mishalish Odom Shnoisov Shlish B'mikri Shlish B'mishna Shlish B'talmud. Person should split up his life. 1/3 should focus on Tanakh, 1/3 should focus on Mishnayos, and 1/3 on Talmud. Of course, they didn't have a Talmud at that time, but Talmud means the explanations of the Mishnayos, which ultimately, years later, was called Talmud or called Gemara. So, the Shlish B'Talmud means after you know all the Mishnayos klur, then the Shlish B'Talmud being able to explain the distinctions and disparities between one Mishnah and the other. Frank Timur, you're saying you should split up your life. If a person knows that he's going to live 120 years, so 40 years he can learn Tanakh, 40 years Mishnayos, 40 years Talmud. Miyad the Inish Kamachaya, what happens if the person only lives for 110 years, not 120 years? Do you know how long you're going to live? Everything marki kamrina biyoyme. I didn't mean to split up years, I meant to split up days. And now we have machloikis, we're splitting up between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says what it means is that you have 7 days of the week, but we're going to split it up, the 6 days, 2 days Mishnah, 2 days Mikra, 2 days Mishnah, 2 days Gemara, and presumably Shabbos, you'll try to chazer everything that you've learned. However, Tosis says, no, even Yoimi is a bissel shver, because I don't know if I'm going to live through Shabbos. Chas v'shalom, a person might pass away on Wednesday or Thursday, and he has therefore not split up his learning in thirds, because he only learned that week Mikra Mishnah, he didn't learn Gemara yet. Therefore, Tosis learns the top Tosis. We're talking about every day he should split up. If he's going to learn, for instance, that day, 9 hours, 3 hours this, 3 hours this, and 3 hours the other. Then Tosis says, aye, how come today we don't see people following that blueprint? People don't normally set aside a third for Tanakh, third for Mishnah, third for Talmud. Says Tosis, top Tosis, because we are zoichet to have Talmud Bavli. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Talmud Bavli is called Bavli because it's Bolul b'Mikra b'Mishnah b'Talmud. Every single Omid, every single Daf has a mixture of Mikra. As you know, throughout today's Daf, we've been quoting so many different psukim and explaining Mikra. We have Mishnah, look at the very bottom of the Omid. We have a brand new Mishnah, Ve'Noisim Takshitim. And, of course, the whole Daf is full of Gemara. Talmud. So therefore, every day it's bol in all three. Those people who are not learning that much, says Tosis, have another Eitzah, and that is they should go and say the psukim between brachos and not just the psukim, but all the tefillahs between brachos and hoidu or borsh amar. I'm just quoting the Tosis. See, the top Tosis says v'kach nira liyoyim b'chol yoyim, every day. Fourth line of Tosis, v'kach toknu psukei hatomit to be able to go and psukei hatomid, you have the psukim of the chumash, ezel mekoyman, which is a mishnayis, braiser bishmoel. So you're trying to cover all bases. However, if you're learning Talmud Bavli, you also cover all bases as well. Okay. Continues the Gemara. We're up to the fifth line. Asher piryo yitim beita. This is still the same pasuk, right? Vayu keit shosal palgei moim. Asher piryo yitim beita. What does that mean? Piryo yitim beita. Amar Rava. Imperial yitim ita then valeu la yiba. Vimlav alumid alema kosav oimer loichen rishon kim kamoit. What is this all about? So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi in his preferred pshat, what Rashi calls ikr, is when it says a shapiria yitim beitoi, after he learned, he should take the peiros of his learning. What's the peiros of his learning? What does it say in the pasuk? Adam le'omal yulad. His le'omol statement of origin is Rosh Tevis, lilmoit almanas lasis, le'omol, lilmoit almanas lasis, Rosh Tevis. So therefore, part of the learning, of course, learning is the Shem Shemaim, the learning itself, you're learning the Torah to Hashem. But besides that, the Torah also teaches you what mitzvahs you're supposed to go and do. So if you take the peiros from the learning, and therefore you mekayim it by not only learning, but also doing mitzvahs, then a shapiri yitim beitoi, that's gevaldik. However, if not, and be careful of oleu lo yibal. Ole is, of course, a leaf, lo yibal should not wither. So therefore, what the pasuk is telling us is, Omarav, imperio yitim beitoi, if you're going to be careful not only to learn, but to mekayim the mitzvahs based on your learning, then vale lo yibal, then none of your Torah, none of that person will wither. He'll continue to be vivacious and continue to be able to learn with full life and vitality. The imlav of Chas v'Shalom, he only learns, but he doesn't practice what he preaches. He doesn't put it into practice. Imlav, aloimid almalamid aleim kosev, both that individual, as well as the person that's teaching him, oim aloichin rishoim kim kamoit eshet tefenu aruach. That's the next pasuk dalid in Tehillim. What is that pasuk telling you? That not only he that is not putting into practice his learning, but also his Rebbe is called a Rasha. Why is Rebbe called a Rasha? After all, the Rebbe is a nice guy. So Rashi says, the Malamid should only learn with Talmidim Hagunim, Talmidim that he sees that are Ro'i to teach, that are Erlich, that mean L'Shem Shemayim, that want to follow the mitzvahs. Just to go and learn with Chevra that are Maskilim, they want to learn to be able to go and show off, and not to go and chas v'sholem be mekayim the Torah. Stay away from talmidim like that. Right. Amar Baba Ravuna Amarab. My disciple said in the pasuk, "Kirabim chalolim hay pila, and vatsumim kol harugeha." Where is this pasuk? A pasuk in Mishlei. Kirabim chalolim hay pila. Many chalolim, people that have been killed, people that have fallen away. Hay pila, he was mapil. What does that mean? So Talmud Shleigil Hayro Umayra. This is referring to a young Talmud Chachim who really is not ro'ui to paskin yet, and he paskins. Or as they say in Yiddish, he's not a poisik, he's a paskunyak. Paskunyak means that he's not roi to go and say any piski halacha. If he does that, ram chalolim hipila. It's as if he's being mapalim, as if he's throwing them down. But Rashi says it has another connotation here too, because the word hipila is from loshem neifel, that this person is loigia lehira because he's not old enough yet. We're going to see in the Gemara shortly that the Gemara suggests that a person should not be a Moira Hara until he becomes 40 years old. So if he's still young and he's not 40 yet, so then he's like a Nafel and he's mapel others by perhaps paskening incorrectly. On the other hand, Batsum Kol Harugia, the word Atsum over here means like an Otsim Piv, which means a person that closes and shuts his mouth and does not paskin, Zetamash Higia Leira, he's roid to be a poisik vein moira, but he keeps it in, and he doesn't share this psak halacha, he doesn't go and share his Torah with others. That is also no good. So both of them, don't be an early poisik when you're not really holding at that madrega, and when you are a poisik, you are a great Talmud Chacham, share your chachma, share your psak halacha with others. Now the question is, what's the right age? Bad kama ad memshin, until 40 years old, person should be reticent from going and paskin. Freitim of a Rava Oiri. Rava lived total. Kol Yomavu, says Rashi, was Arboim Shana. Come on, Rosh Hashanah. Our good friend Barry is going to tell us that the two Gisois, whether it's Rava or Rabba, whoever it happens to be, doesn't make a difference. The point is that he was already a great Talmudic scholar. Whether it's Rava or Rabba, he's referred to in almost every single blot in the Gemara. Not every daf, every other daf. You have Rav and you have Rabbah. So they were 40 when they passed away. So you just told me that if you're not, he gila Rav, don't be Moira. Rav and Rav were Moira at a very young age because they passed away at the age of 40. And for the Gemara, Hassam Bishovin. What means Bishovin? Says Rashi, that there's nobody in town greater than him. If there are people that are greater in town, then don't paskin until you're 40 years old. But if all the other paskim in town are basically on your madrega, then you're allowed to go and teach, and you're allowed to go and be moir halacha, and you're allowed to be a poisik, even if you're younger. And of course, there was nobody like Rava or like Rabba, or at least nobody greater than them in their local communities. So even though they were less than 40, they were able to go and say dvar halacha. Brother Shai, were you trying to respond to that question? They develop a reputation. We left out the first part. Oleu lo yibal means that the leaf does not wither. What does that mean? That means that even the way a Talmud Chacham speaks, that's something that you can learn from. What does that mean? So Rashi says, because a real Talmud Chacham speaks b'loshon nekiya. He speaks in a refined manner. He doesn't use slang words. He doesn't go and use words which a Talmud Chacham should not say. He doesn't go around talking about H-E-L-L, but rather he talks about the purgatory, or he refers to it b'loshon nekiya, a euphemism like heaven, instead of saying H-E-L-L, and the similar. So you can watch and listen to the way a Talmud Chacham speaks and learn from his Sichas Chulim, Shenema Valei Leibal, even flimsy matters like leaves, not the actual Torah itself. Ulta, you can learn from, don't let it wither, learn from it and grow from it. B'derech halotza, on a lighter note, I once heard someone say, sometimes speakers speak too long. That happens to something that happens to me all the time. If I'm asked to speak at a Sheva Brachas, after 10 minutes or after 20 minutes, my wife shows me, Shinginuk, you know, come to an end already. So, B'derech halotza, they say, Sichas chilin shal tamid chachum tzrichen limit. Of course, the right word is tzrichen limut, but if you're saying it quickly, it's tzrichen limit. Which means, when the Talmud Chacham speaks, Sichas chilin, when he's giving a speech, tzrichen limit. Don't allow it to become unlimited. Make sure that you keep it down to a certain amount of words and a certain amount of time. Yeah, there are always exceptions to every rule. Anyway, the pasuk continues on. V'leilo yibo v'chole sheyasi yatzliach. What means v'chole sheyasi yatzliach? Amr Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Dover zeh kosher b'Torah v'shoni b'Nevi'im u'mishulish b'Ktzuvim. You have three separate psukim: one in Torah, one in Nach, and one in Ktzuvim. That what? Kol oisi b'Torah nechosam atzliachin loy. If you go and dedicate yourself for Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you hatzlocha in your nechosam. How do I know? The word taskilu over here means that your seichel will allow you to be successful in everything that you do. So that's one pasuk of hatzlocha. Shana benavim, it's repeated in Yoshua. So you're going to be matzliach. Oh, so you see that the gisa b'yom v'loila, you dedicate yourself to learning, you can have atzlocha. Mishulish b'ksuvim, it says in ksuvim, d'chziv, ki im b'teris Hashem cheftoi, b'sarosa yeg yom v'loila. Again, this is the pasuk that we've been referring to in Tillim. It's the second pasuk at the beginning of Tillim. Ki im b'teris Hashem cheftoi, a person puts his whole chayfet, his whole desire into learning, b'sarosa yeg yom v'loila. What does it say in the next pasuk? Everything that he does will be with Hatzlach. Okay, we now take a break from the Ashri Yo'ish and from the beginning of Tillim, and we bring a very, very famous Chazal, Machrez of Alexandri, Man Bo Yichai, Man Bo Yichai. Who would like to go and live a long life? As you can imagine, everybody got online. Who wouldn't want to live a long time? Amilei, he said. So they said to him, "Nu havelun chai, come on, we're ready to pay. We have money, we have our credit cards, we're all ready. Nu, give us chai." Amalehu, I'll tell you. If you really want your chofetz b'chaim, you want to live a long life. Yitzar lishoincha meira, usvasecha midaber mirma. Don't go and talk Lashon Hara. Don't talk anything evil and negative. Sur meirov v'asei toif. Shem yoimer odem l'tarti l'shoini meirov s'vasem yidah b'mirma eilech v'ezgore b'shina. A person's going to go and say, I kept myself from, I didn't say any Lashon Hara today. I didn't say any Moitzi Shemra today. I only spoke in the most refined manner. Okay, I did my job. You know what? Let me go to sleep now. I'm not particularly tired, but I'm not interested in doing something positive, as long as I didn't do anything negative. Maybe that's sufficient. If you've already finished your day, and Baruch Hashem, you haven't sinned, don't say, okay, now I can go to sleep. No. If you have time, open up a Gemara, and be Mesader, and learn. That's the best way of having Taka Mi'usha Chavetz Chaim. Not only Sur Meirah, but also Asei Toif. Okay, we are now finished with this lengthy Agadata, very Kishmak Agadata. If you want to remember it, what did we say in the Amud Aleph? Review it many times, and then you'll remember that as long as you're learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you special Hatzlach. Okay, at the end of the Mishnah we said, Iki Al Kippah, Mokim Shemamidim Ba Avodas Kechav. This was talking about that you're allowed to help the Goyim in, if you're hired as a contractor, to help build a Beis HaMerchitz, but refrain from making a kippah. A kippah is a dome Or you might think of it as being a pedestal on which there used to be Ma'amid Avodas Chachamim. So Rashi said in the Mishnah, you remember when we learned it, the goddess Aphrodite, which is a goddess on fertility or whatever. Those of you that know more about Greek mythology have a better feel for it. But anyway, Aphrodite is an Avodas Chachamim. It's considered to be an Avodas Zara, and that they used to go and plant one of those or build one of those next to the Beis HaMerechit. So not only should you, although you shouldn't help them in building the idol itself, but you're allowed to go and help them in building the kippah. And Rashi says, because it's only, well, let's see, mission, instead of trying to quote it without looking it up, from the Gemara Kik, it's the bottom of Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. So not like I was saying that you're allowed to help them, you're not allowed to help them in building that kippah. See, you got to review in the chazer, and make sure by the girsa you say it perfectly, otherwise you're going to err. So, the girsa kippah, you're allowed to help them building the Beis HaMerechit, but even the kippah, which is just the dome with a pedestal for purpose of the Aphrodite, also livnois, don't help them out. Because it's a tashmish lavoidazar. What happens if the person was a contractor and he did build that tashmish l'avodah zarah? He can keep the salary. He doesn't have to go and say osur bana. We have a pasuk l'yidbak biyodcha ma'uma min acherim, which teaches you that you're not allowed to go and hold on to or keep not only an idol, but you're not allowed to keep the takroivis avodah zarah. Here is telling you, here you earned money building this kippah. It's okay, you can hold, you're not allowed to do it, l'chadchil. But the Yevit, you're allowed to hold on to the money. Frank Tamar Pshita, it's a chadav apashit, you're allowed to keep the money. Because Misham Sheh, but it's a chum hang. This keeper that we're talking is only a tashmish, it's not the avoid azar itself, it's a mishamish. A mishamish, but it's a chum, bein the Rabbi Yeshua, bein the Rabbi Kiva, ein nasurim ad shi yavdu. When it comes to the mishamish, avoid azar, when does it become osir to a Jew, osir ban no? Only after the oyved, the avoid azar itself. In other words, the whole time of construction, when I'm building the dome, they're not worshipping and bowing down to this Aphrodite yet. They're only going to do that after the construction is all over. So everything that you've done until now, working and hard and all your labors, when there was no Avodah Zarah yet. So therefore, so far everything is mutter. It's a chadav apashit, even though you shouldn't do it. If you did it, you're allowed to go and keep the money. So the chayif reitimara, it's a chadav apashit. No, the chiddush of Reb Luzer and Reb Yochanan is not about the building of the dome or the pedestal, the mishamish, but even the avodah zarah itself. Avadi, you're not allowed to go and build an avodah zarah, but if you did, you're allowed to keep the funds. Why is that? The Gemara says one man the Yama holds that an avodah zarah that was created, manufactured by a Jew, asur miyad. As soon as it's completed, it's already usabanur. Mashen came if an oivik chum, if a goy was the one that created Zavoid Zara, it's only asur achitiyove after you start worshipping it. In other words, it has to be dedicated for the Zavoid Zara. After the construction is not enough, when the inauguration day, the coronation day, where we inaugurate this Zavoid Zara for Zavoid Zara purposes, from that point on, you're not allowed to have any hanur. But until that point, it's mutter. So Ibazoi, throughout the construction of the Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah was nothing. It was just ufer ve'efer. It only became an Avodah Zarah when you completed it and when you started worshipping it. Zokti Yomara, very good, Nichleman Yom, that according to Man Yom, you understand why you can keep the salary. Elaman Yom, shall it become Asur Miyad? Then as soon as you completed it, it becomes Asur immediately, even before inaugurating this Avodah Zarah is an Avodah Zarah, my Ikal Meimar. Haven't you gone and worked with this Avodah Zarah even before it became an established Avodah Zarah idol? So Lechard, it should be Osir. Why did Reb Luzer? Now, my good friend, the Gemara said if we're only talking about the Kippah, that's Pshita, because it's only Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So Amar Biermia, like Nitzrichel, where it's come Atzma. Now we're talking the idol itself. Zok Timora, that I say I can go and keep the funds, and it's not a problem. That's if you hold, like the Mani Yama that holds, that the idol doesn't become Aser until it's actually worshipped. Okay, I worked on it, before it was worshipped, so I can keep the funds. But according to Bani Yama, that holds if you call Masura Miyad, Ma'ikal Meimer, it becomes Osir immediately. If it becomes Osir immediately, how can I keep the salary? Makish Achra means that final Makip Apatish, that final hit to go and square out and finish off this Avodah Zarah. What does he mean by that? What causes an idol to become a finished product? The Gemara Malacha. The Gemara Malacha means that you finished it, and the worker says, I'm done. Chevra, it's your Avodah Zarah. I have nothing further to do. The aim is having Gemara Malacha. When is that Gemara Malacha? That's Makish Achrin. That's that final blow, that final patch with the hammer. Zutimah Makish Achrin, let's be Shavu Pruta. That final hit, that's a lesson of Shavu Pruta, is Gunish, because even if he didn't do the Makish Achrin, basically the Avodah Zarah is finished. You give it one last tap, that's lesson of Shavu Pruta. Alma Kasabri, Yeshno, the Schir is Matchila Va'ad Soif. What does Gemara mean by that? This is a famous machloikis when you are a contractor and you are building something. When do you have to, even if the contract was, you only have to pay the monies all the way at the end. Does the sacher earn the money throughout the building and throughout the construction, throughout the work from A to Z? Or from A until Y, he doesn't deserve a penny. When he gets to Z, then only at the end, now he's earned the entire amount. What's the nafkimina? The Gemara says in Mesach Kedusha, nafkimina means if somebody was mekadosh isha with shirim and nizam to boys, that he's working on manufacturing, do you say that it's only worth the value only at the end, or even every single time he goes and gives another clap and another refinement, another whatever, that he keeps on earning the funds? Anyway, what does it have to do with us? Explains Rashi. If you hold that aimless chid is el lebesoif, then that means that the money is only due him after he's finished. Oyoyoy! After it's finished, according to Mandi Yama, that shall evikchom asura miyad, as soon as it's finished. And now all the money at one time, it's all due in one package. You now got to take the money, because that money is already after you have a finished idol. And after you finish the idol, now it has a status of an evikchom as a real idol. Oy! And this Mandi Yama holds shall evikchom asura miyad. Then you're now going to take the funds. But if you hold Yesh L'Shchiv and Tchil V'Atzoiv, that means that every single, let's say, he contracted to go and build somebody to Zara for $100. Fine. If you hold Yesh L'Shchiv and Tchil V'Atzoiv, then the whole $100 is due at the very end, after he finished the Gemar Malacha, by that time it's a finished product of an Avodah Zarah, then you're now going to take the money. However, if you hold Yesh L'Shchiv and Tchil V'Atzoiv, if he worked on this every single day for 100 days, every day he earned another dollar, another dollar, another dollar. Right, 100 times $1 is $100. Ah, throughout that process, it was not an Avodah Zarah yet. So he's allowed to go and keep it all. So you're going to tell me, what about in that final day? What is the Gemar Malacha, that final tap, that final banging with the hammer? That final banging is worth a lot, worth a Shavah Pruta. That's why he's able to go and keep all of the funds. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisrael Mitzvah. Start the Mishnah tomorrow. Kol Tov, have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha Rabbah.